This episode brought to you by the potential king of Halloween. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Screen Test. I am Chaz, and with me, as always, is the second king. What do you call a second king? A prince? A king in waiting?
Vice king.
I'm going to call you the lady in waiting of Halloween, because I'm pretty sure that means you're just waiting for someone to die. Wow.
I like that. Isn't King Charles, how long did he wait?
How long was he the lady in waiting?
For Queen Elizabeth to finally pass away, rest in peace.
76 years or so?
Because isn't he like in his, he's like in his 70s or something like that. That dude's been waiting for so long. I'm basically the Prince Charles.
The Prince Charles of Halloween. I like Lady in Waiting. Yeah.
I'll get it someday. Lady in Waiting is better. Lady in Waiting is better. You are right.
Aaron Milton. Oh, man. Aaron, usually after we do a review episode, which we recently did, as in last week, we do a top 10.
Yeah, we've had a loose structure, I would say, for some time now. Mm-hmm. For those that have not checked it out, we did do a review of Ernest Scared Stupid, which I think should be a Halloween classic. I believe you wholeheartedly agreed with me, but you'd have to listen to the episode to know that. As an added note, Chaz, because I've done a lot of research on Ernest since we last did that episode, I did forget Ernest Saves Christmas is also a movie that does exist. So we might not only have an Ernest film that is an all-time classic for Halloween, but we might also have an Ernest film that is also an all-time classic for Christmas. I don't really appreciate that response. I don't think that it deserves that type of response. All that to say, yes, Chaz, normally after we do a review, we do have a top 10 list. Chaz, is that not what's happening today? Because you have not sent me notes. You have not asked me to prepare for anything, which usually means I should be nervous. That's a sign that I should be scared.
I don't think you should be nervous. You can't lose what we're going to do today. It's just based on your opinion, really. And we are going to...
Oh, boy. You're giving me an opportunity to voice my opinion on something. Chaz, is it my birthday today? I swear it must be my birthday.
Someone must have died because you're no longer waiting. It's your time to shine.
I love to hear it, Chaz.
Like we discussed last week, Ernest Scared Stupid.
A classic, yes.
It is not just our decision. We have now, I'm not going to tell you how to listen to your podcasts. All I'm going to say is if you listen on Spotify to our podcast, you get access to a question that you can answer. And if you answer that, your answer could be featured on Spotify for anyone to see. But there's also a poll up on that. The way the world works, unfortunately, some things don't go from streaming service to streaming service. So it is only through podcast or through Spotify. So if you don't like to listen through Spotify, you don't have Spotify, that's fine. We're not going to tell you to sign up for Spotify. But if you're already there and you just scroll down, even if you're listening to this episode on Spotify right now and you just scroll down, we've got a new question for you. We may have a new poll for you. I haven't thought that far in advance yet. But it's there. It's a way to interact. It's awesome. And Aaron almost does socials. I do some socials. You do your own thing over on...
I've been doing X.
X. You're
X. Okay. Formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, the artist
formerly. But I've been Xing out here. I've been Xing all over the place, man. I don't even... Like, it's crazy. Yeah, if you do want to check out mostly my nonsense on there. Yeah. Like, I might include some nonsense that is included by Chaz here, but it's mostly my nonsense. I take full responsibility for anything that happens on X, formerly known as Twitter. But you can check us out at Screen Test Pod. Chaz, I noticed you've got some Instagram stuff happening on your side of things. What is the handle for Instagram?
It's Screen Test Pod across everything. Facebook, X, and Instagram. Check that out. Interact with us there as well. That's fun. That's an easy way to get in touch with us. Easy way to get in touch with Aaron through X. And
I'm watching it. I'm watching it like a hawk.
Today's going to be a very pivotal episode in our history, I believe, because we're making a top 10 list, but we have very different roles in making this top 10 list.
Okay.
I am the keeper of the list. You are the creator of the list.
I don't know what that means. It sounds very, like, important. Like,
we are going to decide the top 10 Johnny Depp Halloween movies.
So
the thing about that is...
I have to make it. What do you mean by you are the keeper? I want to know what this means, Chaz.
I have 14 Johnny Depp movies.
Jeez, please.
Without knowing what is coming next, you have to blindly rank the ones that I give you.
Okay.
Four of these have to be left out. But you don't know what's coming up next to decide if you're going to leave it out or not.
All right. Will I have the list of movies, though?
At the very end. I'm only giving to you one at a time.
So I have... Okay. So you're going to tell me what it is. I have to decide where I think that that probably goes.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I'm like, in my what I was a little nervous about there, Chaz, is like, do I even know?
Exactly.
14 horror Johnny Depp films. So this is actually a great game.
Yeah.
I love this. Because in my head, I already have an idea of where some of these should go that I do know that he's in. But man, I love this. Okay. Yes. I'm ready for this. I'm going to be the decider. You are the keeper. I am ready.
Right. What I want to do, just so everything's fair, is I'm currently putting the 14 that I have in a randomizer. So I'm not saving anything for the end on my own accord or anything like that. I have randomized them.
Can I ask you one question, though?
You can. Ask me all the questions in the world.
This list, where are you getting it from? Because that...
I created it.
No, but... Okay, so you're like not going...
14 movies.
Yeah.
I pulled from IMDb that are Halloween... Okay. Halloween adjacent.
Here's what I assumed you did. I assumed you found a list somewhere.
No.
And then you want to know how close mine. I mean, they make very good movie lists. Yes. But I thought I would be comparing it to somebody else's list. So I like this because basically I can't be wrong. My list can be stupid.
Yes,
there is a possibility that this can be a very stupid list. Okay. I love
it. It can go stupid fast. I've not seen all of these. So I'm here for a quick synopsis if you need it.
I will probably need it on some. I will probably.
You are the lady-in-waiting of Halloween, so I'm assuming you've seen... Johnny Depp is the king of Halloween. Can we just clarify that?
I mean, isn't he Jack Skellington?
No, he's not Jack Skellington.
So, doesn't he do the voice as Jack Skellington?
Oh.
You mean he did a Tim Burton... Like, a Tim Burton movie existed without him?
Yeah, that's Susan Sarandon's it. Susan Sarandon's ex-husband. I can't remember his name.
I just always assumed it was him. I guess you just kind of assume if Tim Burton's making a movie, Johnny Depp is in it somewhere. My goodness, why did I leave my dog outside? Now I'm gonna.
I can't hear the dog,
nonsense.
But everybody had to hear my dog last week, so we own dogs. It
just
happens.
Chaz, let's do this list. Let's go. Let's go.
From Hell. That's how we're getting out of the gate.
All right. So there's a 14. Gosh, when did From Hell come out?
2001, and it's rated R. I don't know if that ratings are going to bother you.
Give me a brief synopsis. I believe I've seen this film.
In Victorian era London, a troubled clairvoyant police detective investigates the murders of Jack the Ripper.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man, it has been so many years since I've seen this movie. But Chaz...
I mean, we just talked about Where's Heather Graham? She's in this movie.
That is a good point, yeah. Yeah, because that would have been right at her peak too. Yep. That early 2000s would have made a ton of sense. That would have been her absolute peak. So I'm gonna go low on this because you don't hear anybody talking about this movie. Heck, I don't remember how many years it's been since I've even seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And double heck, where's Heather Graham? So if she's starring in this film, that's also something. And I don't even think this would be a movie people would say, "Oh, remember Heather Graham in this movie?" I'm going to go low, but I'm going to put a little bit of room here. I want to put a little bit of wiggle room here, just because I'm afraid of what might be coming down the pipe here. So I don't want to just immediately, hey, you're number 14. I'm going to put a little bit of wiggle room here.
You only get a top 10, so four of these movies have to just go away.
Oh, then this goes away. I thought I was ranking all 14. If that's the case, From Hell, you're gone. Bye-bye. Okay.
I want you to keep this in the back of your mind, and I will let you make a final decision. Does Johnny Depp have 14 Halloween movies, or are there just some random crap in here that I threw in? Consider that for your list. If you still want to get rid of it, we can get rid of it.
I'm still going to get rid of it.
Okay.
Reluctantly.
All right. Your next movie. I'm so glad at how this is starting out. Your next movie is 2014's Tusk.
Ooh, this is a good one. This is actually a good one. We've talked about this on the podcast many, many years. Mm-hmm. We've been a podcast since what, 2017? And in different forms. So we used to do a lot of kind of movie and Hollywood type news. And this was kind of an interesting one at the time when this came out, because this is basically a joke that was turned into a movie. It's actually, it's tongue in cheek, but it's actually pretty scary. Like, it's actually pretty, it's a pretty creepy film. I don't know if I would necessarily toss this as, like, I would call this, I wouldn't call this necessarily a big Johnny Depp film.
Right.
But I could see why you would do this. So again, I am going to put this on the list because I actually think this is actually a pretty good one.
Okay.
But again, I kind of want to put this on the lower end because I don't think this falls down as an all-time classic for him. So I am going to put this at number 8.
Number 8. Tusk.
That a decently creepy film. One that's actually probably worth watching. Not one that I would call a Johnny Depp film, but right. Fair. So I'm going to put this at number 8.
Would you say you're the Justin Long and I'm the Haley Joel Osment of this podcast?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Jason, by the way, Jason Long is just too great.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He's a great actor in these weird offbeat horror films. Like, this is just like his bread and butter, and it works so well.
Yeah, he's in this. He's in Jeepers Creepers. He's in Drag Me to Hell.
He's in Barbarian.
Yeah.
Yeah. These offbeat horror films that are actually really good.
Maybe we need to do a top 10. Maybe he is the lady in waiting now. Johnny Depp's out. Erin is the queen of Halloween. Justin Long, lady in waiting.
What's funny about Justin Long, though, is he disappears for huge periods of time. Like, you don't hear about him for years, and then all of a sudden he just pops back up, and you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's cool. So it's that's the only thing that's kind of a bummer about him.
All right, you ready for your next movie?
I am. Hit me with it.
PG-13, in 2004, you got Secret Window.
All right. Secret Window is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those, when you tell me about this list at the beginning, was the one that I would struggle over, because there's different versions of Secret Window exist. It's not necessarily a completely unique story. But man, if it's not iconic, seeing him eat corn with braces on, that alone is worth the price of admission. Yeah, to see the movie Secret Window. I'm feeling pretty confident, though, that I could put this one up a little bit higher.
Okay.
I'm going to put Secret Window at number 4.
Okay.
Because I think I can think of at least 3 other Johnny Depp films that I would put higher than that. So hopefully there isn't another one that I would rather put higher than that. So I'm going to put Secret Window at number 4. You made a face. Why did you make a face?
I don't know. It's interesting to me that Tusk is at 8, Secret Window is 4, and From Hell was immediately kicked off this
list. Why is that weird?
I don't know. I think for me, maybe it's just because of the era I watched them in, but Secret Window and From Hell go hand in hand for me. They are like...
Really?
Yeah, so identical.
No, they're two different... He's a serial killer.
Yeah.
In Secret Window.
Oh, well, there it is.
Oh, sorry.
spoilers for all these movies, I guess.
The movie's been out since 2004, so get over it. And you weren't going to watch it if you hadn't seen it.
That's
anyway,
fair.
So
that's fair.
And keep in mind, Chaz, we're looking through a spectrum of, I probably saw Secret Window in like 2005 or 2006. Same. And that was the last time I saw it.
Same.
But I remembered really liking the movie.
You remember that corn?
I do remember the corn. That's iconic. I think that Secret Window is better than From Hell.
Okay.
From Hell was that he does the weird period piece stuff that I don't think. Although you're going to have another movie here that I am 100% going to want to put pretty high. That is a period piece. But we'll get there.
Well, through this randomizer, we might have just hit it. Did it come out in 1999 and it's rated R?
Nope.
And somebody faints in it every 15 seconds? It's the most fainting in a movie I've ever seen. But you wanted Tim Burton. You got Tim Burton with Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow is going to be one of those that... this one's at least recognizable, right? Mm-hmm. This is a one that if I'm thinking... And it's because it's Tim Burton and it's Johnny Depp. And those things just go hand in hand. They really are. In fact, there's a good chance if we're going to talk about our top 3, it's going to be Tim Burton films. It just makes sense there. This one, though, I'm not going to put in the top 3. I've already locked down my number 4.
Okay.
I'm going to put this one at number 6.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say number 6 is Sleepy Hollow. If I had known Secret Window was there, I might have swapped these a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad film. I actually think Sleepy Hollow is up there is one of the better Tim Burton films.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it, I got to give myself some wiggle room here, so I'm going to put it at 6.
If you're like first experiencing Sleepy Hollow and it's spooky season and you're like, oh, this is a Tim Burton movie. Oh, there's Johnny Depp. There's Christina Ricci. It all makes sense. And then you're like, is that Christopher Walken? I love that Christopher Walken is the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, that was great.
All right. Do you know, because I didn't, the movie The Ninth Gate?
The Ninth Gate. My goodness. What year did this come out?
1999, R-rated. A rare book dealer, while seeking out the last two copies of a demon text, gets drawn into a conspiracy with supernatural overtones. You know about those overtones?
Yeah. I do remember this film. But again, we're talking so long ago.
This is a Roman Polanski movie.
Yeah. All that to say, the fact that, again, this doesn't immediately strike, and you can see where Johnny Depp... I mean, Johnny Depp was a star back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to say he wasn't a star, but obviously his movies were probably hitting at a different level a little bit once he kind of got into the 2000s. And then I think he hits like superstardom and it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
In this case here, Chaz, I'm going to have to knock this one off the list. I'm not going to put this one on the list. I don't think it deserves to make it on there. There are absolutely way better films that are way more iconic when it comes to Halloween. So I'm going to knock The Ninth Gate out of the list.
Ninth Gate's off the list. It also stars Frank Langella, which is from your favorite suspense movie, The Box.
Listen, I don't hate The Box.
That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty bad. The problem with The Box is The Box should have been amazing.
Yeah.
It should have been amazing. It was a concept that works, but man, that was just a mess. Mm-hmm. It was a mess of a movie.
Mm. All right, your next movie is Ed Wood.
If you're... What's the specific list?
Say it again.
Like, what is the title of this list?
The best spooky season Johnny Depp movies.
Okay. I imagine if you ask Johnny Depp fans the best Johnny Depp film of all time, this is probably it. Like, this is probably the movie that you go to. For me, if they were specifically saying spooky season, Ed Wood then gets a little tricky there. Because, again, we've been doing this podcast for a long time, and we've done discussions about Halloween movies and what makes a really good Hollywood film.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it for me is a little bit of accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of needs to be fun. Yeah. Halloween is fun.
Halloween's fun.
And even when you're being scared, it should still be fun. I don't know if I would toss this movie in there, and I don't know if I should knock it off the list completely, but I think I'm going to knock it off the list completely.
All right.
Because I've got four films to knock out, and this will be number three.
Yes.
So I feel pretty comfortable with knocking this one out.
All right. That means you only have one more knockout for this entire list. I don't know if you're going to need it right now. Not the best movie, but it is pretty Halloween. In 2012, rated PG-13, another Tim Burton movie with Dark Shadows.
You know what? I don't hate Dark Shadows.
Okay.
Obviously, Dark Shadows is based off of a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
A TV show that was not existing when I was a kid or when you were a kid, so we had no experience going into it.
Yep.
Here's the reason why I'm kind of okay with this type of movie, is this type of movie doesn't really exist anymore. Like I just said, I think Halloween movies should have an element of fun. They should be kind of accessible. It's not scary. This isn't scary at all. This gives you an Addams Family vibe, which I love. So, Chaz, you know what? I'm going to very comfortably put this one at number 10.
10? Okay.
I think it's completely fine. He does okay in the movie. It's not a great movie. It's not obviously as good as the Addams Family films are. But I'm completely fine in saying I don't want to knock this one off, but it doesn't deserve to be anywhere big.
I can understand that, and I can value that.
Thank you, Chaz.
I watched this when it first came out. I don't remember liking or disliking it, so take that for
Oh, future. Very neutral.
Yeah.
Very neutral. That's why I would put it at 10.
Yep. 1990, again rated PG-13. The poster even says, the director of Batman and Beetlejuice invites you to his newest creation, Edward Scissorhands.
Now, this is the hardest one for me. Because, Chaz, I want to put this at number one so bad.
But there's something else you know.
I
might need that one spot.
I'm a little bit nervous about this. I don't think this should go number one, but this is for me a top three for Johnny Depp. This is probably my, if I'm just ranking a Johnny Depp list, this is up there as maybe one of my favorites of his period. Maybe one of my favorite Tim Burton films of all time period. I love the visual style of it. I love the story. I love so much about that movie. I just think it's outstanding. And Johnny Depp is incredible in the film. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even talk, and it's awesome. I'm going to put this at number two. I'm going to be safe. I'm going to put this at number two.
All right. Eduardo Scissorhands at two.
Yeah, I might have to ask you here in a minute, like, which spots I have filled, but we'll get there.
Right now, you've got one. You have every other spot open. 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. You've only put things in even numbers so far.
It's because that's the nervousness of, I like this movie, that's but... So I'm always trying to leave these little gaps here just in case.
All right. This one, I feel like, kind of falls in Tusk area of Johnny Depp. But he's in it, and it's Halloween, okay. The original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, he is in it. You are right. He doesn't necessarily hold a very large role in this film, but the film is also incredibly iconic. I'm going to put this, just because he's not necessarily the lead man in this, I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
I'm going to say 7. Because if we are specifically saying him, we're specifically saying Spooky Season, those are enough caveats that I can't put that any higher. I just can't. Even though, if someone were to look at this list, they would say Nightmare on Elm Street is a top 5 horror film of all time. And you would be right. But that's not what this list is. So I must stay true to this list. It should be at number 7.
All right. Your next one is it Halloween? Is it not Halloween? I will tell you, in 2003 and 2004, it was a Halloween costume for sure. It is Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. The original one.
Yeah. You're not going to have any of the other...
No, just this
one. Okay. Yep. Okay, just want to make sure. Chaz, I got to remain true to this list. Sure, it's a Halloween costume, but I would not at all count this as a Halloween film. So Chaz, I am going to have to knock it off this list. This is going to be my last one to knock off the list.
Dang,
and
okay.
I am not going to include this.
Man, that's tough.
Did I make the right choice here, Chaz? You obviously see the list. Am I screwed right now?
Just full honesty?
Yeah.
Yeah, you messed up. there was not as many Johnny Depp Halloween things as I thought there were going to be. So I thought about throwing Mordecai on this list, but I didn't. Mordecai's not on the list.
And this is what I hate about these, because this is a game. This turned into a game.
Yeah.
And I am losing in what you're saying right now. Even though this was supposed to be a list, this is 100% a game. And Chaz left things shrouded from me. So he put 14 movies on this list.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming these are... So when you're giving me some of these, I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't even count these really as necessarily horror films, but... Yeah, okay. So I can't wait to hear how bad this is going to be. I'm going to be putting something weird at number one. I can just feel it. Go ahead.
The next one on our randomizer is Sweeney Todd.
I love Sweeney Todd. I freaking love Sweeney Todd. I'm going to put this at 3. I'm going to put this at 3. Sweeney Todd, for one, it's a great musical. For two, I think this was actually wonderfully handled as a musical. I think they did a really good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's awesome in it.
Yeah.
So for me, because you can tell, at the end of the day, Johnny Depp is a theater kid.
Oh, yeah.
And man, does it show.
He's into that.
In that movie. Yeah. So for me, this is number 3. I feel pretty good about that.
Okay. I'm very interested on what you're holding out for at number 1. Our next one, though, is something I probably would have put on this list below Pirates of the Caribbean. So you've already knocked out Pirates of the Caribbean. You have no more skips. You have to, somewhere in this list, put Alice in Wonderland.
All right. You know what, though? I would say Alice in Wonderland is more scary than Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm actually okay with that.
Okay.
What's my lowest number left available at this point?
You have 1, 5, and 9 available.
It's going to 9.
Okay.
Just toss it at 9. It's not obviously an ideal situation for me right now. But I'm generally speaking, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think kind of like a fantastical world, a fantastical element, mm-hmm. does better at being creepy and scary than a flamboyant pirate. Okay. So
fair enough.
That's I feel okay putting it there.
All right. The next to last one you have to rank is Corpse Bride.
Chaz,
mm-hmm.
may I introduce you to my number one
I was figuring.
Favorite Johnny Depp film, and that is Corpse Bride. Now, I have mentioned on this podcast multiple times, if you are a longtime listener, I am a huge fan of stop animation films.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are talking, especially when it comes to horror, it is just the best because it's just enough to be creepy. It's accessible. It's just the perfect type of thing you want to put on at night when it's getting nice and cold, when mm-hmm. it's getting close to Halloween time. These are the types of movies that you want to watch. And this is a great one. I think Corpse Bride, in a lot of ways, exceeds what Nightmare Before Christmas did. Now, Nightmare Before Christmas obviously sets the standard. It creates the standard of these films that we end up getting for years. But Corpse Bride, I think he really, really nails that kind of artistic look to it. Great story. Love it. So to me, Corpse Bride should be number one. It's the best spooky season Johnny Depp film. That feels so anticlimactic that we're not even at the end of the list and I already gave my number one. But
No. I want to thank you for playing this game. I want to thank randomizer.org for how they broke this list down. I don't think it could have ended any better. And I have went ahead and just rounded out with your last option, and it went right in the middle of the pack, number five. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you Aaron Milton's top 10 Johnny Depp spooky season movies.
Love it.
Starting at 10, working our way up. Keep in mind, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Ninth Gate, From Hell, I don't even remember what the other one was, all kicked off the list. Not good enough to be spooky season Johnny Depp movies. Number 10, Dark Shadows. Are you still comfortable with number 10 being Dark Shadows?
No. I would have swapped it with Alice in Wonderland.
I think there's something else on this list you would have swapped it with.
we'll find out.
Number 9, Aaron has slated Alice in Wonderland. So just a little bit better than Dark Shadows if it's spooky season. But still yet better is Johnny Depp's, 10 seconds in the movie Tusk at number 8?
Yeah.
Number 9 is the horror classic Nightmare on Elm Street. And just barely beating out Nightmare on Elm Street at number 6 is Sleepy Hollow.
Don't say barely beating out. It's a numbered list. It's not like there was some scale that made them barely. It's just a numbered list.
Sleepy Hollow is definitely in my top 3. But this is your list. It's not my list. And because it's not my list, and it's only specifically Aaron Milton's list, at number 5, we have Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Chaz, all right, no, I'm going to let you finish the list before I maybe have a bone to pick with you, but go ahead.
Number 4, should I put Mordecai on this list instead?
No.
Number 4 is The Secret Window, just Secret Window. Your number 3, your top 3, honestly, very strong. Number 3, Sweeney Todd. Number 2, Edward Scissorhands. Number 1, Corpse Bride.
So, again, this was a game. This was not a list. It's as much as you're going to claim it as a list, and yes, ultimately we do end up with a list. This was not a list. This was a game. Can you double check something, though, for me real quick? Mm-hmm. And we already determined at the beginning of this podcast that I do have a little bit of a funny little skew where just I assume if Tim Burton made a thing, Johnny Depp was attached to it.
Okay.
So I assumed he was the voice of Jack Skellington, even though when thinking about it, he doesn't really sound that much like him. But it didn't matter. In my head, it's always been that way. Did Johnny Depp do any voices in Frankenweenie?
Frankenweenie. Let's double check. Frankenweenie. Oh, man, what a cast. We have in 2012's PG-rated Frankenweenie, we have Tim Burton directing, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara, Martin Landau, Martin Short. No Johnny Depp.
Okay. All right. Again, I was going to pick a bone with you because I was waiting for that movie to come up, which is another great Tim Burton film. Gosh, the stop animation, but he did Black and White too,
yep.
Which is just what a gutsy move, and just a pro move to make a stop animation film and make it black and white all in one is just crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie, by the way. It's great. I just assumed Johnny Depp had a voice somewhere in there. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I just assumed it, and I was waiting for that to come up.
That would have been where would you have put that, honestly?
I mean, In an ideal world, looking back on this list, I would have maybe even just removed. I'm clearly not being fair. I should have removed Tusk.
Mm.
because I technically violated my own rule, but I didn't know this yet. I didn't know what the list was going to turn into, so I didn't know. So I have to put a little caveat there. Yeah. Tusk is a good spooky film.
Yeah.
But it's not a Johnny Depp film.
Yeah.
And I kind of took a shot at Nightmare on Elm Street not being a Johnny Depp film. So it's like,
yep.
I don't know. If in retrospect, yeah, I probably should have kicked those off and moved actual Johnny Depp films mm-hmm. on the lower end of that list.
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That is a Johnny Depp film.
That is a Johnny Depp film. But if I were to replace them, I would have gotten rid of Tusk. I would have gotten rid of Nightmare on Elm Street because I had to be fair there.
Yep.
I would have gotten rid of Alice in Wonderland. And I would have gotten rid of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which means Pirates of the Caribbean would have been on that list.
Right.
Which is so lame.
I couldn't do a top five. No,
you know what, though? You know what, though?
What?
Now that I think about this, though, at least you can look at Pirates of the Caribbean and say, like, well, there's dead people in it.
Yeah, there's monsters.
And there's skeletons.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you could technically say it's obviously scarier than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know. So, everything about Johnny Depp in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory has given me more nightmares than any other thing on this list.
Yes. When you break it down, way scarier. But is it spooky? Is it something you're actually going to pull up at Halloween time? The answer is definitively no. And so that's the reason why Charlie and the Chocolate Factory shouldn't make it on that list. But all in all, I think at least I feel good about my top four.
Okay.
I feel like my top four is pretty good.
Sweet.
I have no regrets there.
We've got a little bit of wiggle room on the back end of this podcast. Let's go through Tim Burton's filmography just as a director. And you just give me your vibes on each of these movies. The first...
Wait, just start from his most recent film because I couldn't even tell you what it is.
Are you sure? It goes downhill quick. I think we should start oldest.
All right. Yeah.
His first theatrical movie was Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then
gosh, it has Tim Burton's fingers all over it. To think that's how he started this
those clowns. Yeah. From there, he goes, here's a quick run from 1988 to 1994. We've got Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns, Ed Wood.
That might be one of the greatest directorial debuts of a run there. You know what's also funny about that too? Is when you think about like what superhero films end up becoming,
mm-hmm.
like how, although this has kind of come back, this has kind of become fashionable again, which is giving unknown directors
mm-hmm.
big time action films. But because action movies or specifically superhero films were so important, they cost so much money, they mm-hmm. usually put on huge directors. But back in the early 90s or late 80s, who cared? Batman meant nothing to nobody, which is insane to think now.
Yeah.
But back then, who cares? We'll give this Tim Burton guy, go ahead and make a Batman movie. Who's going to watch that? Come to find out, it's like, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
These movies were great.
Tim Burton and Sam Raimi to thank for good or ill, everything that's led superhero movies to where they are now.
Yeah.
Except for some of the more recent stuff. Now it's just content for content's sake. Then you have in 1996, Mars Attacks. And
love that movie.
Yeah, 1998, Sleepy Hollow.
How did you not put Mars Attacks on this list?
Because
it's a Johnny Depp. It was
Depp's
a game, not a
Johnny
list.
Depp's not in Mars Attacks.
I'm confusing lists.
Yeah, we are Tim Burton right now. And then we have you're in 2001. So 80s and 90s, I would say very good to Tim Burton. And vice versa. Yeah. Tim Burton was very good to the 80s and 90s.
When does Planet of the Apes happen?
2001, we tip over and we get your favorite version of Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was coming up. Planet of the Apes was going to be a good movie when it says starring Mark Wahlberg. You knew you're going to get a good movie.
Hey, man, what's with all these monkeys?
He makes out with a monkey lady.
With a chimp.
It's so weird.
It's very weird. What a sandwich, though. So the bottom piece of bread in your sandwich is Planet of the Apes. The meat, the middle of your sandwich is Big Fish. And then the top piece of bread is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What is going on here?
You know what's great about Big Fish is I just ran across on YouTube a scene from that movie. And I knew it's been probably decades since I've seen that movie. I loved that movie when it came out, though. And I would just put that on a list to rewatch it mm-hmm. because I want to know if I remember it as good as it actually is. I was a lot younger when I watched that movie.
Same,
so,
but I have great memories of it.
I do too. Not so much Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but Big Fish, I do.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was This is amazing. 2005, he may have made his best and worst movie. 2005, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Corpse Bride both came out.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to focus on one.
He was probably making Corpse Bride, obviously, for years before that when he was like sharp.
Yeah.
So
he was still sharp. 2007, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. In 2010, Alice in Wonderland. And then 2012, you get Frankenweenie and Dark Shadows.
Yeah, you can see him stumbling a little bit more. I would say that 90% of these films, really honestly, the one that like just glaringly sticks out is Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
As just like, Planet of the Apes doesn't even feel like Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And Tim Burton's one of those directors that has a specific quirky feel to him. And even up until this point, you still get, like, Dark Shadows isn't good. It's not as good as some of his previous films, but it still feels like Tim Burton.
I need Tim Burton to have something. He's got one thing upcoming that I'll look at here in a minute. It needs to be good because you had Dark Shadows and Frankenweenie, but then in 2014 to 2022, you have Big Eyes, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, Dumbo, and the Wednesday TV series.
Big Eyes wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate that one. I have not seen the Wednesday series, but I don't think I would. It's clearly just not made for me.
It's CW-esque.
I have not seen Dumbo, but I don't know anybody that's seen Dumbo. I don't know anybody. So in theory, again, Dumbo should be a weird enough, creepy enough thing that would be in the wheelhouse of Tim Burton where he could make that work.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I remember of watching all those previews, it looked like it was geared towards kids. Like it was really trying to hit that demographic. So I don't know. Maybe as he's just gotten older, it's just changed a little bit for him. I never saw Miss Peregrine's either, so I have no clue if that was...
That's not good.
No. All right. I didn't assume it was.
So. I've read the books. Interested in the movie, especially with Tim Burton directing. No. To be fair, the books fall off real quick too, though.
Oh, okay.
The first one's good, but...
Probably wasn't worth adapting into a movie then.
No. The first, or the upcoming, I mean, I thought it would be something else. I didn't know they'd have this listed in production, but I guess it's officially in production, is Beetlejuice 2.
Yeah, this has been kind of tossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a chance this is good, Jazz?
I hope so. Willem Dafoe's in it. And Justin Theroux.
I'm so skeptical of this thing being any good.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, as you pointed out, Tim Burton's kind of not necessarily been as sharp as he's been before. But that's not even the reason. I'm trying to think of a recent movie where you going for the nostalgia take.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Aaron. Tell me a movie sequel that comes 36 years later that's not excellent. All of them are so on point, right?
I mean, talking to Johnny Depp, the reboot of 21 Jump Street.
But that wasn't 36 years, though, was it?
No. Man, 36 years, that is an insane amount.
So long.
I don't know why. The only thing that pops into my head, and I was very disappointed in, I guess we've gotten to two kind of reboots / sequels. We only have really one sequel of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I did not love that.
Yeah. I've not even watched it.
I thought I was going to love that movie, but I know you and I have kind of talked about this in the past, but the kind of force ghost.
Yeah.
Bringing somebody back from the dead was not good.
Yeah. Not even like a character. Good. It's a human being that is dead.
It was very, very weird. I did not like it. But then outside of that, the movie itself just was not very good. So I have very little hopes that a Beetlejuice 2 is going to be any good.
I mean, Top Gun, Maverick was good. It was kind of paint by numbers, but it wasn't bad.
I don't mean to be controversial here, but I think Top Gun Maverick was fine.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I don't know how
that's
movie...
controversial.
Well... it made a bazillion dollars.
There was nothing else in theaters for like 60 years.
People were watching it like 15 times in a row. I think that's probably controversial for some people.
That's true.
Also,
that's fair.
I'm pretty sure its Rotten Tomato score is
120%.
Yeah, the roof. Yeah. And so I do think that's actually controversial. I think the movie itself,
yeah,
it's fine.
It's fine.
I don't I don't understand why that movie made as much money as it did. I don't.
Yeah.
I did not walk out of there saying that was essential viewing, but I think some people really do view Top Gun Maverick as essential viewing. So yes, that is a controversial take.
That's crazy. I like to watch it as if he died in the first 2 minutes of the movie and he's in purgatory.
Oh, that theory is, that theory truthfully makes the movie better for
me. Yeah, 100%.
Because part of my issue with a lot of that movie is the tacky in between.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like tacky, and this is the problem with a lot of these reboots, as they feel the need to introduce or reintroduce characters to kind of give it a moment to hug it out kind of thing. But the romance thing was really forced and awkward, and I didn't understand why. And if it's a purgatory thing, then it becomes kind of interesting.
What is purgatory, if not the tacky in between?
Yeah, I mean, like, to me, right, it's unsettled business.
Yeah.
And that movie is an unsettled business kind of thing. His partner is dead. He's got to help his son succeed. And so there's like this, that's kind of cool. But if you take that out of there, if he really doesn't die at the beginning of the movie, then that's just, most of that is really cheesy. It is literally just some jet scenes away from being a really bad movie.
Man, that is a controversial take. The one sequel that took forever to get made that gives me hope, but I'm going to say this is an outlier because Tim Burton doesn't have the best current track record, and on his best day, he is no Denis Villeneuve, Blade Runner 2049. That was a good sequel that I waited a long time for.
That is a really good point. I have said this before. I know you are obviously a Blade Runner fan. I am not a Blade Runner fan. That movie is far superior than Blade Runner to me, in a lot of ways. So, which, man, that must be... That's a hot take. Because how can you like that when that movie is clearly influenced by and built off of Blade Runner?
Yeah.
How can you like that so much more? But I do. That's how I feel.
That's fine. You can feel that way. People are wrong. You put Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. It's the correct way to feel. As the fifth best Halloween movie. So, all right. Well, be sure to follow. I think you just follow. I don't think you subscribe to podcasts anymore. That's so 2021. I think you follow.
It does say
now.
Follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure you are following us wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you're on Spotify, scroll down, interact, answer the question, tell us what you think. I can't think we could poll for this one, but let's do, what is your number one Johnny Depp spooky season movie? That's going to be the question below on Spotify.
Yeah, and just make sure that whatever you do, is this going to be multiple choice, Jazz?
It's just fill in the blank.
All right, if it's fill in the blank, make sure that the movie actually does have Johnny Depp in it. Because I just found this out today. He is not in every single Tim Burton movie.
He's not.
So that is shocking. So just make sure that he's actually in it.
I feel like if he dies first, Tim Burton will buy the rights and redo the movies that he's not in. Just add him in. By his life.
Imagine if he gave his likeness over to Tim Burton. So Tim Burton now permanently just owns Johnny Depp. I mean, it would make sense.
What a world we live in. Find us on socials. I don't even know what Aaron's saying. He could be saying crazy stuff over on X. So if you beat me over there, let me know what's going on. But other than that, that's all I got.
See ya.